We were fully expecting a reaction from Downing's this week after getting beat last week, but I felt we held them out fairly well in defence. We were fairly well set up, and I thought we had their two main men, McIlwee and McGrady, well marshalled, and we were able to break hard on transition, but our scoring threat was well off par that night, so we left an absolute fortune of scores behind us in the first half. But overall, we would have been content at the way we would control the game. But still an awful lot of work to do on the offensive side of it.
Yeah, obviously, but I suppose staying composed during those particular periods was something you did, and getting you know, the scores before half-time supposed to give you that cushion going in with a four-point lead. Young Damien McGowan started today for you, had a big championship game for him, for a young man, and supposed stepping up with those scores were crucial at before the half-time whistle.
Yeah, look, that's Damien's senior debut, actually, believe it or not. He's about a long time, but unfortunately for him, he's up against Danny Rogers, which is a high quality keeper as well. But look, Damien showed his strength. He missed, I think, maybe the first two or three frees, and then he stepped up, nailed the 45, and then clipped a crucial two-pointer before half-time, which was a big score in the context of the game at that time. So, no, yeah. Look, it's a massive day for Damien. Even his variety in kickouts was exceptional there, so it's all needed.
Big call by yourself as well. Suppose you have Danny and Nets for a long number of years here in Dunloe, and suppose given that young man his debut today, big decision from your point of view.
Yeah, big decision, but look at the two of them, they're the best of friends, and the two of them are club men, you know, and they want the best for the club. Look, Damien's been putting immense pressure on Danny for his past 3 or 4 years, you know, and that's probably what's kept Danny as sharp as he has been. But we just felt that a wee bit of variety and Damien deserved his chance, so we rolled the dice today, and fortunately it paid off.
In that second half, suppose you were, it was 10-6, but Downing's came out, they got a goal very, very quickly in that second half. Left it, that was only a point in that game, but then Dunloe, he's really kicked into gear. Points from Luke Clerkin, Damien, obviously David McGowan, kicking scores, Aaron Neely, Luke Clerkin again, and Oisin Bonner. So once the threat came, he's kind of really dealt with that today.
Yeah, it's something I felt once we kind of were under pressure. I felt we always had that extra gear in us. But look, at the start of the first half, we wouldn't have been entirely happy. We probably controlled possession for the first 2 or 3 minutes, but what, zero outcome. And then next thing we find ourselves at 6 and 7. I think we turned over the ball on the opposition 45, and we weren't properly set, and they crept in the back door for a goal. So yeah, look, an awful lot for us to work on as well. As I know, we kicked 22 points, but we also left an awful lot behind us as well. So
3 from 3 from you now in the Michael Murphy Senior Football Championship. You have to be really happy with that going into the draw tonight.
Yeah, content. Look, we haven't looked past. McCool's was our first target, then it was Killy Beggs, and last Sunday night then it was Downing. So look, we're not getting carried away with anything. A seamless night. I was up on Davy Brennan Memorial, and Glenty's really arrived into the championship. So look, we're not. We're just taking one step at a time and see how we end up. So
looking forward to the next game, no doubt. 2024. You're running to the county final, of course, against St Unan's, and suppose you were almost there or thereabouts. But looking at you know, how your team has built over the last number of years, they've shown their experience in this year's championship so far.
Yeah, they definitely are. But look, the one thing we've added a bit this year is a bit of depth. You know, we've two young minors that started all the two previous games, and then they came in today, young Chris O'Donnell, Danny McCready, and they've added a massive amount of energy and a bit of depth and quality to the squad, which you need if you're going to be expecting to go deep into the championship. So it's a massive bonus. Like, the four men that came on there today could have started as easy, you know, and that's where you want to be. So it just makes training Tuesday and Thursday all that more competitive. And yeah, look, we're content with where we are.